USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate behavior at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol and has been recovering for the last 4 years. And the city of Miami Beach has voted to extend its curfew as it tries to control large crowds of spring breakers. The Miami Beach City Commission voted unanimously Sunday to extend its 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in its entertainment district every Thursday through Sunday until April 12th, considered the end of spring break. Miami Beach police have made more than 1,000 arrests since February 3rd. On Saturday, police fired pepper balls at crowds on South Beach as they tried to enforce the curfew. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Border Patrol agents along one sector of the southern U.S. border are reportedly releasing migrants who illegally crossed into the country to claim asylum without scheduling them a date for a court hearing. Fox News reporting that the move is being made because there's no room to hold people while their paperwork is being processed. Congressman Buddy Carter calls the practice irresponsible. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that it's hard to believe that those being released will register for a hearing themselves.
Well, it's more than haphazard. I mean, to think that someone would cross the border illegally and then we're going to trust them to please register, please get in touch with the court so that we can have a court hearing for you, I think it is just incompetence at the height of incompetence, as a matter of fact, and it's just very, very disappointing. Listen, we've got a crisis at this border. Whether this president, whether this administration wants to admit it or not, it is a crisis. And as a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, I have sent a letter to Secretary Barica asking him to look into this and to come for a congressional hearing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is getting ready to make a big splash in social media. Jeremy Scott has that story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does, but it will be his own platform.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Arkansas is set to become the latest state to lift its mask mandate, with plans to lift it at the end of the month. As many other areas are seeing an uptick in new infections, Arkansas has seen its test positivity rate fall below 10% and hospitalizations drop under 200. Governor Asa Hutchinson says that he set goals in order for the mandate to be lifted and tells CNN that he believes those will be met by the end of the month.
I anticipate that we will lift the mask mandate. I set a goal that if we have low hospitalizations, if we continue to reduce our cases, our positivity rate is low, then we can lift the mask mandate. And so I set some goals and we're making those goals. So I expect that to be lifted. It's not going to take away from the seriousness of the virus and that we've got to continue to pay attention.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.